Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20 summit in New Delhi will be remembered for its outcome and solutions to deal with burning issues. Government says India made extensive efforts during its G20 presidency to raise voice of Global South and seek support for African Union to become permanent member of G20. G20 technical workshop on climate resilient agriculture begins at Hyderabad in Telangana. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur says government has no plan to call early Lok Sabha polls. President Draupadi Murmu unveils Mahatma Gandhi statue at Gandhi Darshan near Rajghat in New Delhi. And in football, Mohun Bagan beat East Bengal 1-0 to lift the Durand Cup 2023 in Kolkata. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the 18th G20 summit in New Delhi will be remembered for its outcome and the solutions, concepts and actions that are relevant to deal with the current burning issues. Responding to a question over reports that the Russian and Chinese presidents are not coming to attend the G20 summit, the minister said rather than focusing on which countries choose to come at what level, the real issue is what position do they take when they come. The minister was speaking at DD Dialogue event in New Delhi today.
Rather than focus necessarily on which country chose to come at what level, the real issue is what position do they take when they come. We will remember this G20 for the outcomes it produced, for the fact that it suggested solutions or concepts or action avenues that were relevant to the key burning issues of the day.
On the inclusion of African Union in the G20 forum during India's G20 presidency, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that this will happen at the summit. Extensive efforts have been made under India's G20 presidency to raise the voice of the Global South and seek positive support for the African Union to become a permanent member of the G20. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Special Secretary for G20 Operations, Muktesh Pardesi, expressed hope that the inclusion of the African Union in the G20 will likely to be adopted during the upcoming G20 summit in New Delhi.
And in January this year, there was a virtual meeting led by Honorable Prime Minister and attended by many Prime Ministers and Presidents all over the world. Some 125 countries participated. So this resulted into a consultative process. This kind of outreach event to consult 125 countries of the Global South was never undertaken. So this is a significant contribution by India, and out of which comes, you know, positive support for African Union to become permanent member of the G20. So that is most likely to be adopted at New Delhi summit. If that happens, that will be an important contribution by India in G20 process.
Mr. Pardesi said India has been able to raise its profile and able to bring the country's national priorities on the international agenda in multiple manner. He said G20 is a global opportunity for showcasing the country's progress and creating a favorable narrative about India. Mr. Pardesi said many countries of the world have lauded the contribution of India made in the digital sector. He said the steps taken by the country in creating a robust digital infrastructure like Aadhaar and UPI in the country is finding resonance amongst the world leaders. He said India will organize an exhibition on the Digital India Experience Zone in the Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of the G20 summit, for the delegates. Full interview can be listened on 100.1 Gold Channel and additional frequencies of Akashvani at 9:15 p.m. onwards tonight in the program Spotlight. The interview will also be available on News on AIR Official on YouTube. The preparation is in full swing in the national capital to host the G20 summit on Saturday and Sunday. From government agencies and civic bodies to security establishments, no stone has been left unturned to make this global event a historic one. The city is turning colorful with murals and graffiti on the walls, statues and fountains in different areas. A dedicated park featuring sculptures of member states, national animals and monuments will lit up with the facade light. Special arrangements have also been made at the airport for the delegates. We have a report.
A red carpet welcome is awaited for G20 delegates at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. Three special lounges have been set up to welcome the heads of the state. Teams of officials accompanying the leaders will be able to complete the necessary paperwork in these lounges and leave the airport through the technical area without disturbing the regular flow of passengers. Terminal 3 is featuring an illuminated G20 logo prominently, enhancing the visual appeal both inside and outside the terminal. Strategically positioned standees and cutouts featuring information about the G20 summit provide valuable insights to passengers. The terminals have also been adorned with impactful hoarding that warmly welcome guests and express gratitude to visitors upon their arrival and departure. With Diwakar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
The three-day G20 technical workshop on climate resilient agriculture was inaugurated today by Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shobha Karanlaje, at Samshad in Hyderabad. The event has been attended by over 100 delegates, including from India and abroad, from G20 countries and invited countries. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Karanlaje expressed concern on global climate change posing many challenges to growth and development. She said agriculture sector appears to be the most sensitive and is greatly influenced by climate change, and added that climate change impact on agriculture is already being felt. She felt climate risks are best addressed through adaptation, which can bring immediate benefits and also reduce the adverse impacts of climate change. The meeting will deliberate on various issues of agriculture research, predominantly on climate change and other techniques and methods for sustainable development of agriculture in the global context. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has clarified that the government has no plans to call early Lok Sabha polls. In an exclusive interview with a private TV channel, he said that there are no plans to delay the forthcoming assembly elections to hold them later along with the general elections. He rejected reports of polls being advanced or delayed as media conjecture.
तो अगर साल की भारत सरकार राज्य की सरकारें मॉडल कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट में कितना समय बिताती, नेता अपना समय जो नीति निर्माण में प्रोग्राम्स की इम्प्लीमेंटेशन में देश को आगे बढ़ाने में वो एक तो वो है, दूसरा अगर चुनाव एक समय पर होते हैं तो क्या इससे खर्चा नहीं होगा, क्या टैक्सपेयर का पैसा नहीं बचेगा, क्या आपको बार बार इन सब चीजों से हटके देश के विकास में ज्यादा समय नहीं लगा पाएंगे, आखिरकार विपक्ष घबराता किस बात से है।
Mr. Thakur added that the government has set up a committee on One Nation, One Election, and the committee will do extensive deliberations with stakeholders over it. President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled a 12-foot statue of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, and the Gandhi Vatika at Gandhi Darshan near Rajghat in New Delhi. To enhance visitor experience, a selfie point has been established within Gandhi Vatika. The Gandhi Vatika features multiple statues of Mahatma Gandhi, depicting him in various postures. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said, Modi government is making all efforts to realize the dreams of Mahatma Gandhi.
दक्षिण अफ्रीका के पूर्व राष्ट्रपति नेल्सन मंडेला से लेकर नागरिक अधिकारों के पैरोकार मार्टिन लूथर किंग जूनियर और अमेरिका के पूर्व राष्ट्रपति बराक ओबामा तक ने गांधी जी के द्वारा दिखाए गए सत्य और अहिंसा के मार्ग को विश्व कल्याण के मार्ग माना। बापू के आदर्शों और मूल्यों शाश्वत थे, उनके दिखाए रास्ते पर चलकर आज भी विश्व शांति के लक्ष्य को प्राप्त किया जा सकता है।
Delhi's Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena and Vice Chairman of Gandhi Smriti and Darshan Samiti Vijay Goyal was also present at the function. Minister of State for Culture Meenakshi Lekhi today launched Adopt a Heritage 2.0 program in New Delhi to enhance visitor experience at heritage site. The program is envisioned by Archaeological Survey of India to collaborate with the private sector companies, trust and NGOs. It aims to engage corporate stakeholders in enhancing the amenities at 3,697 protected monuments spread across the country, showcasing India's rich cultural legacy. Addressing the gathering through video conferencing, Union Culture Minister G. Kishan Reddy said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps after 2014 to enrich the ancient heritage of India. He said conservation of heritage is also necessary along with the development of the country. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for Culture Meenakshi Lekhi said, through Adopt a Heritage 2.0 program, the legacy of India's history will be safeguarded for future generations. She stressed on the need to protect the heritage and culture of the country. Mrs. Lekhi said, till now, only 0.7% work was been done on heritage through the Corporate Social Responsibility Funds.
ये जो portal आज launch किया गया है, ये प्रधानमंत्री जी का लगातार हम लोगों को guiding principle मिला कि विकास भी और विरासत भी, यानी देश को आगे बढ़ना है, digital technology आदि tools का इस्तेमाल करना है और अपनी विरासत को बचा के रखना है. इसका जो समावेश है आज के कार्यक्रम और खासतौर पर इस पोर्टल के माध्यम से स्पष्ट होता है.
In Assam, in a major breakthrough, the CID has arrested two senior cops, including an IPS officer, in an extortion case today. Police sources in Guwahati said that the CID arrested IPS officer and former SP of Bajali district, Siddharth Borgohain, and deputy SP of the district, Pushkal Gogoi, after the investigation. So far, seven cops and two linked men have been arrested by the CID in this case. All of them were allegedly involved in extortion of money from a businessman in Bajali district. Yesterday, one additional SP rank officer was also arrested. The 12th session of the 7th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly started today. The session will have four sittings and conclude on the 7th of this month. The first of the session started with obituary references in respect of three former members and ministers of the assembly, late Kardu Taipodia, late Neelam Taram and late Chow Tewa Main. For the first time in the history of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, an all-women legislature's panel of chairpersons have been made for this session. The women legislatures are Jumum Ethe Dioria, Dasanglu Pul, Chakat Abo and Shering Lamu. Three bills were introduced on the first day of the session. The three bills are the Arunachal Pradesh Airport Area Planning and Development Authority Bill 2023, the Arunachal Pradesh Court Fees Bill 2023, and the Arunachal Pradesh Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2023. The Arunachal Pradesh Airport Area Planning and Development Authority Bill 2023 envisage constituting the Arunachal Airport Area Planning and Development Authority to oversee the development works to be carried out in the airport areas in the state. The key domestic share indices today logged gains in the afternoon trade. All the sectoral indices are trading in the green, with metal, power, information technology and realty up 1-3%. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices also up 1% each. The BSE Sensex was 183 points up to trade at 65,571, while the Nifty was trading 73 points up at 19,508 a short while ago. Mohun Bagan clinched the Durand Cup 2023 trophy, beating East Bengal 1-0 at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata. Mohun Bagan won the 132nd Durand Cup for the first time in 23 years. Registering this victory, Mohun Bagan SG has become the first team in the history of Durand Cup to win 17 titles. East Bengal are the second most successful team in the Durand Cup and has 16 titles under his name. Earlier, Mohun Bagan had made it to the Durand Cup finals in 2004, 2009 and 2019, but could not register victory back then. In Asia Cup cricket, India will face Nepal at the Pallikela International Cricket Stadium in Kandy, Sri Lanka today. The match will start at 3 p.m. Both teams are looking for the first victory in the series. However, rain may play spoil sport once again today. Nepal had a debacle against Pakistan in the opening game at Multan, when they lost by a whopping 238 runs. On the other hand, the clash between India and Pakistan on Saturday was washed out by rain after India were bowled out for 266 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20 summit in New Delhi will be remembered for its outcome and solutions to deal with burning issues. Government says India made extensive efforts during its G20 presidency to raise voice of Global South and seek support for African Union to become permanent member of G20. G20 Technical Workshop on Climate Resilient Agriculture begins at Hyderabad in Telangana. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur says government has no plan to call early Lok Sabha polls. President Draupadi Murmu unveils Mahatma Gandhi statue at Gandhi Darshan near Rajghat in New Delhi. And in football, Mohun Bagan beat East Bengal 1-0 to lift the Durand Cup 2023 in Kolkata. And with that, we end the Midday News.